worldwide godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we're up early. It's 3:33. Had some dental work done yesterday and feeling a little overwhelmed with the tooth in my mouth. But today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 8 with verses 18 and 19. Before a stranger, do nothing that you should keep secret, for you do not know what it will produce later on. Open your heart to no one. Do not banish your happiness. Did you live a life of secrets, actions, or regrets? You once lived seeking mischief over manners, nullifying family to obtain excess, forgetting about God, though he watches your every move. Separated by malice, you pushed the limits of everything you tried, seeking to mask some sort of pain that you hid inside. In my case, trauma was real. In my shame, I tried to hide. Was I being paid back for the forcefulness of a childhood most would want to hide? Or was God wanting me to overcome my quiet side? Today, my poem reflects the hiding of the shame as being labeled gay by a rape that still affects me to this day. It's caused a silent excess in drug use, sex, and alcohol, seeking death by suicide to hide every moment of shame experienced in any situation of madness that you can seemingly imagine. It goes deep, for the experience of this nature can only be overcome by the grace of God's forgiveness, where redemption brings you eternal life. Enjoy the poem and pray for me to be a model of his grace in every situation. Forgiven. Amen. The title of our poem today is Shame's Escape in Christ. In the depths of silence, a secret lies, a truth concealed, hidden from prying eyes. A soul burdened by shame, heavy and deep. A battle fought in shadows, secrets to keep. Addictions sought like fleeting escape, to drown the pain, the anguish, the heartache. Through smoke and substances, a silent excess. A desperate attempt to find solace, to suppress. But in this dark abyss, a candle still burns, a glimmer of hope, a light that yearns for God's grace in Jesus Christ to be found, a love that lifts, that heals, that knows no bounds. For God sees the struggles, the battles fought. He knows each tear shed, each pain, each thought. In Jesus, his Son, a Savior so kind, the brokenness is mended, the shame left behind. With arms opened wide, he welcomes you near to release the burden, to wipe every tear. No longer must you hide. In silence remain, for in God's embrace you'll find freedom from pain. His love is unconditional, his mercy so vast, a love that embraces you, broken and harassed. In his presence, shame dissipates, it fades away, as his grace showers upon you day after day. So let go of addictions, release the despair, for in Jesus Christ there's healing to share. No longer seek death, but embrace life anew in the arms of a Savior who will guide you through and through. Let His love be your refuge, your strength, your light, as you rise above the darkness, taking flight. For in God's grace, your true self will emerge, a soul set free, no longer in hell submerged. So let the shame be replaced by His love's embrace, and may His grace guide you to a better place. For you are worthy, beloved, cherished, and known. In Jesus Christ, you'll find a love that's eternally your own. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. And we continue to pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for a little boy named David Alexander to be born February 17th, I believe, is the target date. We pray for the soul of the family that's involved and all the good news that Jesus has brought to their family. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 8, verses 18 and 19, that created the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 poem stanzas this morning. After we wrote our in-depth look of the verses 18 through 19. It's a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Later Produce Unknown Regrets. Secret keep not with a stranger. Later produce unknown regrets. Not a soul heart yours give as a complainer, happiness banish not your request. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's January 11, 2024. Happy birthday to my Father in Heaven. Today, I believe he would be 86. I think he'd be 86 now. We're still praying for my Father. We're, as we do each morning, we're praying this morning at 3:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us up with the angels this morning. Had some dental work yesterday, and was extremely tired when I got home. And after 7 and 8 hours of sleep, you're ready to get up and just listen to the Lord talk to you and share His guidance in all things. That's my biggest silence of the Lord each morning when I wake up. It's been a good 60 minutes just listening to Him as I write and try and share what He asks of me each day for redemption. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day as we close at 9:44 in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. The only way to rid your shame is in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.